This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Bear Matthews is the co-founder and CEO of the Tardigrade Group, an incubator which provides support and guidance to startups. But Bear Matthews is 17 years old, and all the startups that the Tardigrade Group has worked with are run by teenagers. I asked him how he's challenging stereotypes about his generation.
Well, I mean, just being an incubator for teenager-run startups really shatters the glass right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
The day that we launched, we were the only incubator for teenage-run startups in the world. It was really unheard of. There was never one company devoted to reinvesting in the future generation. And so with that, that was our niche right there.
You started your company while you were living in New York, and then you moved here. What role do both those places play in shaping your vision?
To stand out in a big city like New York or Brooklyn, you really have to be doing something spectacular. And that really opened my mind to the bigger picture of possibilities. If you really want to be known as the person driving change, you're going to have to ignite a conversation around something that you truly care about. And I think I really found that side of me in New York. And then I'm here. And I love Basalt because it's almost a refreshing breath of air, which, you know, I get to run this incubator for teenage-run startups, but at the same time, I get to go hike up Mount Sopris. You can do it all within one day. It's this weird juxtaposition between two very, very different worlds, which awkwardly works perfectly.
Here's what I think. I think a lot of people are probably listening to this and thinking you're pretty extraordinary.
That's a worry.
not to embarrass you, but do you think actually there are a lot of young people who are like you?
Most definitely. I mean, whenever we look to, I don't know, hire a new marketing associate or anything like that, and we look at the pool of teenagers and the potential that we, you know, who do we bring in? And suddenly there's a list of, I don't know, 10,000-15,000 people. It's like, wow. It sort of makes you take a step back for a moment and really, A, realize your influence, and B, realize the possibility for growth. So no, not in any way are we an isolated case. There are teenagers all over the world creating, I don't know, fashion companies, applications in their backyard.
That was Bear Matthews. I'm Kristen Kay. To hear the rest of our conversation, tune into Cross Currents today at 3:30. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.